Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens.
They're a-clucking.
Other animals. And action.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
Good morning, Rockaholics. Happy Blue Friday. Also, can I say happy Spartan Friday, because the Stanwood High School
Let's go, Spartans.
Spartan ladies volleyball team is playing in the state tournament starting today.
Who are they playing?
No idea.
All right, well, screw those guys.
The first
girls.
Game is at, I think, 11:45 this morning. My parents are driving over. My aunt and uncle are driving over. I've got some cousins that are heading over. So the crew from Warm Beach is going to be in full force rooting them on.
Yeah, I'm looking at the projected lineup and all that of the team. No idea. And I think that the Spartans are going to do great.
But I think
what happens if they win today?
Then they move through to the next.
Thank you.
I don't know. I think they will play.
You're using our airtime to give this Spartan propaganda, and you haven't even done the research to find out who they're playing and what happens next.
So if they win the first game today, they play another game today.
Oh, look out.
Yeah, I know. Isn't that crazy?
And then, if they win that game, will they play another game?
They will play another game, and I think game is tomorrow, Steve.
Oh, boy.
And I think by Sunday, they'll know who the state champion is.
Oh, good.
Isn't that insane?
I look forward to Monday so we can report on this.
But safe travels to anybody who's traveling, not just from Stanwood, but for any of the teams that are heading over to state this weekend. In Yakima.
Are you going?
I'm not going. How am I going to get there by 11:45?
You had nothing else to bring up on the show first break of the morning other than to give a shout out to a team that you don't even know who they're playing. You don't even know what happens next. And now you're even not even going.
I wish I could go.
Did they pay you to give this love?
No.
Okay.
But it's going to be really exciting. I mean, going to state is a huge deal.
Massive.
Almost as massive as giving out the Daily Migs download.
Almost.
Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes, and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by Palace Law and also the Spartans.
Yes.
And today it's National Pumpkin Pie Day. I think we're just ramping up for Thanksgiving. Judging by the look on your face, you are not a pumpkin pie fan.
It looks like baby poop to me. And kind of, I feel like the texture might
Why
be similar.
Would you say that? There are going to be so many people, myself included, now are going to be thinking about that description when I enjoy my pumpkin pie. Thankfully,
you're welcome.
I throw a bunch of Cool Whip or whipped cream on top of it, so I don't even notice the color of it. Danny, are you a pumpkin pie guy?
Yeah, of course.
Thank you.
Straight in the trash, but I'll eat the whipped cream. Straight in the mouth, honestly.
Are you a whipped cream? That's called a whip it, Taryn. Let's not talk about that. Are you a whipped cream or a Cool Whip person?
Ooh, honestly.
This question's not for you, Taryn. You don't like pumpkin pie.
Taryn, what are you doing?
Don't care about your opinion. No. You don't even like the pie.
Honestly, it's all Cool Whip for me.
Yes.
I do like the Ready Whip, but it doesn't hit the way that Cool Whip does.
Yeah, I'm not going to throw it in the trash, but if you have the choice, I'm going Cool Whip.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I can't wait to go to Costco and get myself one of those giant pumpkin pies.
Does anybody ever finish those? I feel like they're too big for any family. They're insane.
We went to Costco last week, we were going to pick one up. They're all gone.
No.
So I hope they replenish it before Thursday.
That is on our list of things to buy. So we got.
My mother-in-law asked me, that's the one thing. She's like, can you get the pumpkin pies? I'm like, okay, we got that.
That's literally all you have to do. I mean, I know you're hosting, but all you have to do is get a pie?
Yes.
How did you get so lucky?
You know, I guess my wife doesn't trust me with any other responsibilities.
I love that. How
you just let people down enough that they only give you the simple responsibility of going to Costco and getting a pumpkin pie.
Maybe get some rolls, too. That'd be, you know, a great contribution.
They also have a pumpkin cheesecake. I'm thinking about going crazy and getting one of those as well. Would you eat that?
I would try that before I would eat pumpkin pie. Right.
Let's move on to the Seattle Kraken. Dude, I was messaging you guys. I'm like, watching the Kraken lose with Tatum right now. Kind of in a bummer mood. Next thing you know, third period comes. They score 3 goals, unanswered, win the game 3-2. It was freaking awesome.
That was so crazy.
And also the big debut for Oscar Fisker Mulgaard. I think you have to say him. You have to use all three names when you refer to him. Oscar Fisker Mulgaard. This is his big debut. He was the number two, second round draft pick for the Kraken. Shows up for the NHL. His first ever game. Gets an assist. His family were there. And I don't know if you know this about Oscar Fisker Mulgaard. They also call him OFM. But he is not from here. He's from Denmark. So his parents and his brother, Anton Fisker Mulgaard, I don't know if that's his, they had to drive 5 hours to the Copenhagen airport, then fly through London to get to Chicago to see their son play or their brother play as well. And he gets a point and they win the game.
That's huge.
And I love after the game he was being interviewed and, well, one of the reporters brought up this little fun tidbit about him.
Your parents said you made a video when you were 10 saying you wanted to play in the NHL. You can confirm or deny. Did that happen?
That did happen, yeah. So that's a fun video to look back on now.
Also, he looks like he's 12 years old, which is crazy. He sounds like he's 12 as well. He's a really good hockey player. And when are they going to release this video?
Soon?
We need to see this video next to Cal Raleigh's video.
That would be amazing.
Yeah, so congrats to him. And the Kraken, I know who they're playing next. And that's the Pittsburgh Penguins tomorrow.
A 41-year-old man from the state of...
Florida.
Florida was marching down a street completely naked in the cold. And the cops asked him what was going on. He said, oh, this is just a TikTok prank. This is the sheriff, Grady Judd, talking about it.
Also, focus on how he says naked.
We did get some security footage from a Tesla. That's right. A man's going to work. It's 36 degrees. And this dude is walking down the road buck naked.
Naked.
Naked. No A. No, we don't need no A's.
Not even wearing his socks. So this nice man called the sheriff's office. We responded, and there he is, marching down the side of the road. We ask him, what are you doing? Well, it's a TikTok challenge. Well, you don't even have your cell phone. You're really naked when you don't have your cell phone.
Naked.
Nope. So we arrested him for obvious violations of the law. He went to the jail without any clothes on, buck naked.
Buck naked.
Naked.
It sounds like a band.
I feel like you spell it N-E-K-K-E-D.
Yes. 1,000%. The Texans, they beat the Bills yesterday. That was kind of a shocker. 23-19. Seahawks, they play this weekend. They're playing early game. 10 a.m. taking on the Tennessee Titans. The 1-9 Tennessee Titans. Ooh. So let's go Hawks. Get
Don't
that win.
Screw that up.
For real. As far as weather, in the high of 52 degrees, going to be a cloudy day today. The DMD is brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel. And that's what's up.
The Daily Mix Show.
Yesterday, we received one of those text messages where we're like, you know what? We need some more information. We need clarity.
Someone texted us and said, hey guys, I'm hoping for some advice. My sister and I get together every year for Thanksgiving. I finally want to break the news to her that I hooked up with her boyfriend at the time. They're not, I guess, together anymore. We were in college 10 years ago at Friendsgiving. Have any of your listeners had to go through something like this? Any tips or advice?
The texter, her name is Brittany, and she's going to join us at 6:20.
Buck naked.
No, she's gonna have her clothes on, right?
Buck naked.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Text line is open anytime, and you can feel free to text us whenever you please at 206-803-ROCK.
But here's the thing. If you text us, there's a chance we're going to hit you up and be like, we have more questions than what your text has, so we kind of want to have you on the radio. So we got this text that said, hey, guys, I was hoping for some advice. My sister and I get together every year for Thanksgiving. I finally want to break the news to her that I hooked up with her boyfriend at the time when we were in college 10 years ago at Friendsgiving. Have you or any of your listeners had to go through something like this? Any tips or advice?
The texter is Brittany from Lake Stevens. And we got Brittany on the phone this morning to talk about this. Brittany, are you there?
Yeah. Hey, you guys.
Hey, Britt. My advice, do not say anything. Case closed. Okay. Good chat.
Brittany, maybe you can give us a little more backstory on what happened and this guy that your sister was hanging out with.
Yeah, I mean, I know. It's been killing me for so long. It was this Friendsgiving that some college friends of my sister's, they all had. They both went to Washington State University.
So. Oh, boy. Of course. Yeah. So we know alcohol is involved, Taryn.
My sister, Nicole, she brought her boyfriend of just a few months. And I don't know, I didn't mean to hook up with him, but there was alcohol. We end up in this room together. I don't even know what happened. I just feel super guilty about it. I don't really remember much other than I woke up naked next to him the next morning and he got up and left quickly. My sister was passed out in the living room. Like, it was just like, I don't know. And they broke up a couple weeks after this. And I always worried that it was because of me. And I don't know. I've never talked to him.
So for all for all these years, this has been going on in your head and Do you feel like you've waited too long?
In a way, yeah. But it just always bugs me, and I don't know if she found out the truth on her own from somebody who was there that night or whatever, like reunion, whatever, like gossip or what. I don't know. I just worry that she's not going to talk to me if she finds out on her own, and so I just wanted to tell her this weekend when I see her. But I don't know.
You're getting together with her this weekend?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, as somebody that has...
First of all, Terrence, as someone who went to WSU, is it often that people wake up the next day naked next to somebody that's not their boyfriend?
I mean, it's happened. It happened.
Okay. Just checking. I just want to make sure.
Honestly,
that's probably every college experience. All the college days.
And Brittany, I have two younger sisters, and, you know, I mean, sisterly drama happens. I'm getting the sense that you just really want to get this off your chest because it's been, like, eating you alive.
Yeah. I just feel like, I don't know, my sister doesn't live here. She lives in Arizona, and she flies in today. So I just thought, I'll tell her this weekend and get it over with.
I say tell her at the airport. That way, if things go bad, she can just be like, I'm out, get back on a plane, go home.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Yeah.
Brittany, to your point, though, if she was to find out, like, if I was in your situation and my sister found out from somebody other than me, that would be grounds for somebody to be very upset. You know, I think it should come from you.
Yeah, that's what I think. I mean, I don't know.
I know you sound broken up about it. It sounds like it's going to be a tough thing to break to her. Do you want our help? We can maybe get her on the radio and we can help you break.
Oh my gosh. No.
I kind of knew the answer before I even asked it.
No.
But as a true idiot on the radio, I had to ask.
No, I'll call you Monday. I'll tell you what happened. But if she doesn't hate me, I guess maybe she'll join us. I don't know.
Okay, we'll take that. So, Brittany, this is the weekend. You're 100. Have you ever come close to telling her before, or is it like?
Yeah, a few times, but I can't take it anymore, so I have to do it.
Oh. If you don't do it, we're going to do it. I'm going to show up to SeaTac waiting with a sign that just says
Nicole.
It just says Brittany's sister. Okay, you break the news this weekend. And you'll be willing to give us an update of what happens on Monday?
Yeah. We'll call you on Monday, or I'll call you on Monday. She's not speaking to me.
Oh, man.
How do you think it's going to go?
I don't know. I mean, I it's a long time ago. She's happy now, but I did, you know, like I crossed the line. Yeah, I should not have done that. So.
Does anybody in your world know? Or
a couple of friends of mine, but I don't think they would have said. But, like, there were lots of people who were there. like a lot of people drunk and passed out. So who knows?
WSU. You know?
Classic.
Yeah. Classic Cougs.
I'm hopeful that enough time has passed, Brittany, that she's not going to be that upset. And it's not like she's still with that guy. So, I mean, sister, as a forgiving sister that I am, I think it's going to go okay, but
wait, Karen,
I don't know your sister very well.
If your sister said, hey, I banged your boyfriend at the time in college at a Friendsgiving, how would you handle it?
Well, I mean, if I dated a bunch of losers back in the day, Steve, so I'd be like, joke's on you.
Okay, fair.
The Daily Mix Show.
Let's give Brittany some help on this. She wanted to know if anyone else has ever gone through something of this magnitude.
I just like this text. Of course she cheated. She's a coug. Low morals.
Hey, now.
A husky wouldn't do this.
A husky would absolutely do this. Have you ever been through something like this? 206-803-ROCK. What's the craziest family drama that you've had to go through? Or maybe if you just have some advice for Brittany, please call 206-803-ROCK. And we'll take those calls after Foo Fighters.
We all agree, though, that the Beavers would do it.
Totally.
Yeah.
Just in case you missed it, we chatted with a listener named Brittany who called in to share what she's going through. She's finally ready to admit to her younger sister that she hooked up with her sister's then boyfriend 10 years ago during like kind of the college phase. So Brittany wanted to know if anyone else has ever gone through this kind of crazy family drama, or what is the craziest family drama you have ever been through? 206-803-ROCK. Dave, you are in Delaware. What is the craziest family drama you've been through?
Well, I'm Dave from Delaware. Change names to protect the innocent here.
Oh, awesome. Okay, Dave from Delaware.
So about 20 years ago, I had relations with my best friend's mom.
Yeah.
And, so this is like Stifler's mom, cougar hunting era of life.
Let's go, Dave.
Was she a total smoke show?
No, she wasn't that much of a smoke show, but... When you're 20 years old and,
it is
what it is.
Quick question, because I've clicked on these thumbnails before. What was the scenario? Like, did you show up and he was still late at school or he was at work and you didn't realize that? So then mom's like, hey, you could just hang out and just sit on the couch. And next thing you know, she goes to the bathroom and you had to go to the bathroom too. And then you guys are having sex. I mean, I've seen these things happen before.
You're black and orange tab. I don't know what you're watching, brother.
I wouldn't click on them. But what was the scenario? Like, how did it even happen?
So the mom was like, wanted to be the cool mom, allowed us all to like drink there, even though we weren't 21, that kind of scenario. So a little bit of a party house. She was a really young mom. She was probably 40.
Nice.
We were, just in our late teens, early 20s, in that range. And everyone had kind of passed out. I was still up and like, talking, BSing. She was always really friendly with everybody. And kind of one thing led to another. And she was actually still married, but the husband was out of town.
That was my follow-up question. Holy smokes.
Yeah, it was a full-on, like, forbidden fruit thing. And, went for it. And it lasted for, like, a month and a half.
So this wasn't just a one-time mistake.
No. And so my buddy found out. I actually didn't tell him. I showed up over at his place one day, and I walked in the door, and like he flipped around and just dropped me right in my jaw.
Wow.
And then he helped me up. He's like, and told me that was, cussed me out a little bit. Like, we moved on. We're still best friends to this day. We were in each other's weddings.
So what was the interaction with mom like after that?
She's psycho. And she was she was an adopted mom, or he was adopted in a sense. And that relationship's like completely non-existent at this point.
So who told him? Did the mom tell him? Like, how did he find out? You said you didn't tell him about this, but so how did he find out?
He found out through like some text messages.
Fun times.
Like, something was left out. It was weird that I was hanging out and then I was still hanging out the next morning, but he thought I left, that kind of thing. I crashed on the couch.
Did dad ever find out?
Yeah, long after the divorce. Like, I think they got divorced actually a couple months after that. And it was like 2 years later that dad found out.
And how does he feel about you?
I've seen him. since then, like, I've crossed paths with them, and there was no comment made.
Wow. Yeah, I think I'd have a conversation, at least one.
Absolutely.
Do you think he's like, well, my son punched him, so I guess we're good?
I mean, does he need two punches? I don't know.
Yes!
You think so?
He banged his mom. He banged his wife multiple times. Yeah, all the punches.
Well, we do have someone that has some advice for Brittany.
Okay.
So it's Russ from Tacoma. Russ, what is your advice you'd like to extend to Brittany today?
Oh, hey, how's it going?
We're great.
Hey, I figured, you know, it happened 10 years ago, and she's not married to the guy. It would be probably different if she had hooked up with him and they got married. They're still married. Then she probably shouldn't say anything. But now she'll probably laugh about it. Well, yeah, you remember your old boyfriend that you had when we hooked up? And I found myself naked in the bed, and she'll probably just go, "Oh, really?"
Yeah, hold
whatever.
Yeah. Somebody even texted and said, I just told someone about a similar situation a couple of days ago. We laughed and high-fived. If they're upset about it after all this time, it's not like you were being malicious and banging the man out of spite. Crap happens.
I agree. Crap happens.
And I know we're talking about family drama. I thought this was one of the funniest texts that we've received. My grandpa pretended that he didn't know English for an entire weekend to avoid talking to my sister's new boyfriend.
Nice.
That is commitment to the bit.
I got to remember that for when Tatum's old enough and she starts dating somebody. I'm going to pull that move.
Wait, what are you going to pretend to speak? Italian?
Spanish.
Hola.
Donde está el baño?
Okay. The Daily Mix Show.
Do you think that you could beat Steve Miggs? We're going to do the entire next Beat Miggs in Spanish.
No bueno.
363 wins, 126 losses, 104 ties this year. You can call 206-803-ROCK to play Beat Miggs at 650.
Como se dice, I'm going to dominate.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.